Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuning in to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary, where we question, explore, love, support, encourage, and make spiritual wellness a priority. So get ready to exercise your faith. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. I'm your host, and I am privileged to have you join me tonight as we make spiritual wellness a priority. It's been a few weeks since we have been together, but I'm excited that we are able to pick back up where we left off. So since the last time that we met, there have been a few changes, some slight changes to the show, but you can still count on experiencing your favorite segments, which is the hashtag moment, let's be real, and of course your dose of spiritual wellness. So for tonight, for our hashtag moment, we're going to discuss the hashtag growing pains. Growing pains is our hashtag for the month of October. We'll then continue with our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe, which is a portion of the show where we discuss the different reasons why it may be difficult to believe in God. We'll go right into our next segment, which is titled Let's Be Real. This is a point in the show where I make my weekly confession, which is always really good. So you want to make sure you stay tuned in for that. And then we'll end the show with our dose of spiritual wellness and final greetings. Remember that you can interact with me before, during, and after the show on social media with the various hashtags that you hear throughout this evening. So you can use hashtag moment, growing pains, let's be real, wellness and faith, a dose of spiritual wellness, or you can create your own hashtag and then you can tag me in it at Weary Consult. You can do this on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. You are also more than welcome to call into the show with any questions that you have or even any comments that you have about any of the material that we are discussing this evening. If you would like to call into the show live, the number to dial is 347-850-1154. Again, that's 347-850-1154. And if you need that number again, it is on the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RS Wellness, so you can get that phone number at any time. So let's get into our hashtag moment. The hashtag moment is a point in the show where I discuss a topic that's related to my monthly blog, and then we can post on social media with that particular hashtag. I am a guest contributor for the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog, which can be found at radiantsunshine.org. By going to radiantsunshine.org, you can find my blogs and also tons of other great blogs with great wellness tips. My newest blog, Growing Pains, will be coming out within the next week or so, so you definitely want to take a look out for that. My latest blog, titled Living with Broken Pieces, which was published a little over a month ago, is definitely there, so you can go check out that blog or any of the other blogs that I have written. So once again, the hashtag for the month of October is Growing Pains. So feel free to post on social media with that hashtag and then tag me at Weary Consult. So our discussion tonight is about growing pains and how growing pains are simply a part of life. So we are all familiar, or most of us may be familiar, with a cliche, which is no pain, no gain. And although this is a cliche that we hear a lot, especially when it is in regards to exercising or to being part of a sport, the truth of the matter is that it really is true. But at the same token, you can't go overload on the pain either, because too much pain will actually do you more harm than good. But some pain is actually good for you because it will actually strengthen you and enable you to do more, to endure more, to be able to hold more. It increases your capacity as well because you're stretching yourself as you continue to push yourself. And so even when it comes to our spiritual wellness, or to any other goals that we have, anything that we're trying to achieve is going to require some pain as we grow in order to meet the demands of the new place that we're trying to go to when it comes to meeting whatever particular goal that we are working towards. And even in the Bible, Jesus states the following when it comes to even being a disciple or a follower of him. And he talks about bearing a cross. And so even when it comes to being a Christian, it's not going to be an easy experience. And I mean, even if you have never read the Bible, or if you're new to your faith, or you're new to this whole concept of even being concerned about your spiritual wellness, is that, listen, even just based upon Pierre's personal experience, I can tell you that being committed to my own spiritual wellness, it is definitely difficult, and it's not a walk in the park, and it's so hard at times. But despite the challenges and despite the responsibility and the weight or the cross that comes with it, is that it's not a cross for the sake of just bearing something and there's no reward. There's definitely a reward to this cross that we bear for Christ's sake. And the thing about it is that if there's a cross, then there's also a resurrection. There's also this experience of victory. There's also an experience of overcoming. There's this experience of being better than who you were beforehand and, you know, being in a different place than where you started. And so when it comes to our decision to want to grow, whether that's to grow in how we handle our finances or how we deal with each other when it comes to our interactions with our coworkers or our families or our friends or those that we're in business relationships, or, you know, maybe it's health goals that we have. You know, we're trying to get in better shape and to have a more healthier diet. Or maybe, again, your goal right now is just primarily spiritually and just making sure that from a spiritual perspective that you are grounded and that you are whole and that you are entire and that you are constantly growing. Because anything stagnant, that means that eventually it dies. You know, even when you look at a body of water that is completely still and has no movement is more likely to be contaminated and not actually be healthy for drinking. But when you go to a springs where you have that constant moving, that constant thrashing back and forth, it is actually more safe to drink from a body of water like that than as opposed to something that's completely stagnant still. And it's the same thing with our own lives as well, is that if we don't grow, if we don't go through that pain of stretching, of increasing, of being tested, of having our endurance really proven, we're not going to grow. And so in life, having the pains of growing, it is normal, it is expected, but it is so worth it because when you're able to look back and see how you're a better person than you were yesterday, a better person than you were last week or last month or last year, or even 10 years ago, you will see that those hard points in life, the times that truly tested your faith, the things that really required everything that you had and more, that it was totally worth it because you grew from it and you are now better. So if you want to grow, you have to accept the pain because the pain is a part of the process, but the pain is definitely connected to victory and to you being better because of it. All right, so let's go into our next segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. Now, this is a point in the show where I would love for you guys to call in to be a part of the discussion and to interact with me live by dialing 347-850-1154. Now, when you call into the show, you're going to be brought onto the show live. You do not have to give your name or any other identifying information if you would like to remain anonymous, but I would still love to hear from you. And so our discussion tonight is actually regarding the recent experience and damage that hundreds and thousands of people have had because of going through Hurricane Matthew. So over the past week or so, I mean, it's been so much that has happened as Hurricane Matthew went through and it caused damage in Haiti and eastern Cuba, the Bahamas, and then here in the United States, Florida, Georgia, and South and North Carolina have all been affected as well. And there are some areas that have had more damage as opposed to others, but regardless of that is that everyone has been affected of it in some way, whether small and large, and all the areas that I just named. And even in Haiti, for instance, there were hundreds and hundreds of lives that have been lost. And even in other areas as well, you have people who lost their homes and they lost their family members, so people who lost their lives. You have, you know, people who are having to start all over again. And then you have some individuals who went through this hurricane where things are already difficult beforehand, right? It's that they are already having some that, you know, challenges related to, you know, whatever point in life there were. And so now this hurricane coming through, Hurricane Matthew, has increased the challenges that some people have already been experiencing even before the hurricane came to make landfall or to cause the damage that it caused. So here's my question about it, is that can you believe in God, the same God that allowed some places to suffer and then also allowed other places to not have as much damage as a result of Hurricane Matthew? How is it that you are able to still have faith in this God? Do you think that it's not worth having faith in God as a result of the fact that God didn't stop this hurricane from happening? And so these are the type of discussions that we have during this segment, because with this show, yes, the point is spiritual wellness, but we have to be practical and realistic in how we talk about how we make ourselves spiritually well. And when it comes to our life and day-to-day experiences, it affects our faith. It affects how spiritually equipped we are to even to continue on a journey to grow our faith, to grow spiritually, or whether we just give it up and let it go. And so with some people who have gone through this experience of Hurricane Matthew, this could be a point where it has truly shaken their faith or possibly even destroyed it. So what about you? Whether you've experienced Hurricane Matthew or you know someone that has, or just with watching a news story, do you believe in God despite seeing the damage that some other areas have experienced, or do you still do you think it's not worth believing in God? I will be honest, and I will say that I think that it is very hard to accept and to understand tragedy at times, and my heart truly goes out to every single person who was affected by Hurricane Matthew. I will also say, though, that my faith in God, it extends beyond my understanding. So what does that mean? When it comes to my complete faith and my trust in God, is that I need God and I choose to trust in God is because there's just some things that I just don't have control over. There's things that have occurred in my life that I couldn't stop from happening. There's things that happen that I just don't understand. And so having that faith and having that trust in God, it gives me a sense of comfort and assurance that I wouldn't have beyond God, because my faith in God is due to the fact that I believe that God knows everything, that I believe that God is in control. I believe that there is no problem and no issue that God does not have the perfect solution for. And so even in the midst of tragedy, I still choose to believe in God. Now, I can also be honest and tell you that there have been tragedies that have occurred in my life where it completely shook my faith. And there were moments that I experienced not having faith in God. Like I can tell you several years ago when I was going through some difficulties and challenges in my life, I was just like, you know what? I'm good on this whole faith in God thing right now. Like I just can't. Like it's just too much going on. And even in making that decision, just kind of like, you know what, just my faith in God is not my priority right now, it didn't make life any better. It actually made it a lot worse. And it made it more challenging because in those moments where I didn't understand, in the moments I was angry, I didn't have anybody to give that to that I felt was capable of not only handling it, but solving it. So I recommitted myself to my faith. And I can tell you that even now, like with going through the different challenges that I have experienced, is that I know that I can't make it without God. And even in the times that things happen that completely shake my faith, that are completely just like, wow, it's overwhelming in a moment, I know that when I still depend on God, even when I don't understand, is that He still carries me through. So I'm thankful that I was not one of the ones who live in an area that was affected by Hurricane Matthew. I know just on social media, I have several people on my friends list who were in areas that were affected. And like, again, my heart and my prayers definitely go out to each and every single one of you, whether I know you or not. And I would love to hear from you. You're more than welcome, like I said, to call into the show. You can also contact me on social media as well. Even afterwards, you can send me a message if you would like to continue this discussion about believing in God or not believing in God as a result of tragedy. But whether your tragedy is Hurricane Matthew or if your tragedy has been something else that occurred weeks ago, months ago, or years ago that has completely shaken your faith to the core. Or maybe it destroyed your faith because it was so painful to go through whatever incident that you have. I encourage you to try again. I encourage you to believe again. I encourage you to give it all to God because God can handle it all. I know I don't have the perfect answer for every single issue, but God does. And God is not afraid of our doubt. God is not intimidated by our anger. God is not afraid of any emotion that we have or that we have experienced, even in how we feel about him. He knows it all. And even in spite of knowing exactly how we feel, even if we don't have the most loving feelings toward him, is that he still extends his love to us. So what about you? What are you going to do? Are you going to believe or not to believe? All right, so we're going to take a brief, brief commercial break to hear our wellness moment by Sharia Farmer. Sharia Farmer is the owner and executive director of the RS Counseling and Wellness Center. And so after this brief commercial break, we'll be right back.
Today's wellness moment is something that I just absolutely love, which is music. Anyone who knows me knows that I love to listen to music. I love to sit and actually listen to vinyl sometimes, and it's just a different level of listening to music. But when it comes down to it, the reality is that when you want peaceful times and you want peaceful moments, you have to be very mindful of the things that you're listening to. So for me, when I'm feeling down, I'm feeling out, I try to make sure that I listen to music that is calming and or music that is actually uplifting. So I use music that actually reflects the mood that I want to be in. So be very mindful and careful that you take care of your emotional health by making sure that the things that you're listening to and exposing yourself to can help you to get a positive as well as an internal view on how to be well. So for me, when I'm down and out, like I said, I listen to some inspirational or some very uplifting music. But other times when I just want to be calm, I actually listen to things that might be similar to the waves or ocean or the waves in the ocean, where it might actually calm me. So something that's jazz and cool and calm can actually internalize inside me and bring me to a good place. So remember, say yes to some good music when you want to feel better and take care of yourself. All right, everyone be well.
Welcome back to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. Remember that you can interact with me online with the various hashtags that you hear throughout the show. If there's anything that you hear on the show that sparks a question, that encourages you or resonates with you, feel free to post on social media about that as well, or you can even call directly into the show. You can tag me in any post on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with my handle, which is at Weary Consult. All right. So let's go into our next segment titled Let's Be Real. So this is a segment of the show where I make weekly confessions, and I'm a transparent and admit my mistakes, shortcomings, areas where I've had to grow in, and areas that I'm still growing in. I'm also very honest about my successes and things that I have and are doing well. And the purpose of this segment is to provide an example of what I believe we need more of from people of faith, and that is people being real. So let's do it. Let's be real. So my confession this week is that I prayed for God to block something that I needed. So, of course, that's going to need an explanation, right? But before I go into my explanation of why I pray for God to block something that I need, I want to first state that I am at a point in my life where I recognize that nothing is better or more important than knowing, being in, and living out God's perfect will. Now, this does not mean that I am perfect. Trust me. I still make mistakes, too. So what it does mean is that I am less willing to do things my way as opposed to God. So, and this comes from, honestly, just experiences that I've had over the past years. Like even in our previous segment, I stated how I did go through a point in my life a few years ago, how my faith was just kind of like, all right, I'm going to set this on the back burner because just I don't think this is working out. Like, I'm not going to completely throw it away, but I'm just not completely all in right now because I'm just frustrated that things keep being so hard. And like I said earlier, just that did not go well. It actually made things a lot more difficult. And so based upon that experience and then tons of other experiences that I've had since that point in my life several years ago, it's just that I'm just learning that it's so much better just to be in God's will. Even when God's will is challenging and it's hard, like I can tell you that the past few months, the things that have occurred in my life has tested me in ways that I just never imagined I would be tested simultaneously. And it's not that I encounter anything that was new per se. Like I can tell you that, you know, on this year, both of my parents have had some, you know, pretty major health challenges. And so, you know, that was really challenging to handle. And so, like, even, like, at the beginning of this year, like, my mother had some health challenges, and then, you know, my dad is in the process of recovering from a various health challenge. And so even with my dad going through his most recent health challenge and, you know, of course, praying for him and, you know, being there to support him as I can, it's not that having a parent going through a health challenge is different because, like I said, again, I went through this earlier this year with my mom. But the difference is that on top of also praying and being concerned for my father and hoping and praying that he's well and that everything is going to work out fine, I had so many other things that were going on at the exact same time. And I knew that I was not being punished because I did something wrong. And again, not saying that I'm perfect, but, you know, with this relationship that I have in God, as I continue to grow with him and I learn his voice and I learn how to accept his will and be aware of his will, I know when I am going through challenges because I made a bad decision and I have to suffer those consequences. I know when I have made a bad decision and God gives me grace and I don't have to suffer the consequences. And then I also know when there are times that I am going through really difficult times, not because I've done something wrong and I'm being punished, but because God is proving my faith and he is stretching me and is part of the growing pains that I have to go through in order to be prepared for all the things that God has yet to manifest in my life. And so when it came to this prayer that I recently prayed for God to block something that I need, it came out of the fact that I'm just less willing to be out of God's will. Like I said, I don't have it together, don't always do things right, but I'm just learning more and more that it's not worth it. I would much rather to suffer in God's will than to suffer out of it, because I know that when I suffer in God's will, is that there's something greater that's going to come with it. Now, I'm going to also be very honest with you all and tell you that praying that prayer for God to block something that I needed was so hard. It was counterintuitive because I'm thinking like, okay, if I pray for this to be blocked, there's a possibility that it actually will be blocked. And so that means that this need is still going to be there. And now things are going to be a little bit more challenging because now I have to wait a little bit longer for this need to be met. But as I was thinking about that, I was just like, okay, like, but again, I've suffered enough in God's will. I'm not willing to suffer pointlessly, unnecessarily, out of it. So my desire to do God's will exceeded my desperation or my need. And so I prayed that prayer, and I haven't gotten an answer to the prayer yet. Not really sure how things are going to work out, but I'm definitely going to keep you guys updated about what happens. But the one thing that I would encourage each and every one of you to do is to get to the point where you can pray from the vantage point of desiring God's will and not from out of desperation of your need. Because when you're in God's perfect will, the need is going to be taken care of anyway. It may not be taken care of in the way that you want it, in the time frame that you want it, and that is so crucial is that there can sometimes be delays. But at the end of the day, when it all comes together, it all works. And just God is amazing, and he never fails. You know, again, like, I don't always agree with how God do things. I don't always like the process. But what I am learning, what I have learned, and what I continue to be committed and thankful for is that God's will is perfect and that it's so true that all things work together for good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8:28. That is my favorite scripture of all time, because I've had some good things occur in my life and I've had some bad things occur in my life. But looking back on where I am now and where I've come from, I have truly seen how God has took all of it and made it into something good and something great and something that has not only made me better, but has also put me in a position to help others as well. So again, just go ahead and pray that prayer as well. It's not an easy one to pray, but it's definitely worth it. So that takes us right into our last segment of the show, which is our dose of spiritual wellness. And this is a point on the show where we just recap our main points and we give you just your weekly point, your weekly dose of spiritual wellness that you can use until we meet again next week. So your dose of spiritual wellness for this week is desire God's will more than you desire what you need. I'm going to say that one more time. Desire God's will more than you desire your needs. God's choice is always best, even if you have to wait longer for it. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord brings no sorrow. So whatever need arises in your life, pray for your need. Make your request known with prayer, thanksgiving, and supplication, but then chase after God's will. Because when you seek God's will, when you seek His kingdom first, above everything else, with a greater tenacity, with a greater desire, greater hunger and thirst than what you need, then all of your needs are going to be met anyway. Like in Matthew 6, it talks about that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. And, you know, beforehand, it talks about provision and not to worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear and, you know, what's going to happen from day to day. Because at the end of the day, all of our needs are met through God. It's met in God. So again, your dose of spiritual wellness is desire God's will more than you desire what you need. I promise you it's not going to be easy, but I also promise you that it is definitely going to be worth it. Well, our time is up, and I hope that you will join me next week at the same place, same time. Definitely enjoy spending this time with each and every one of you. Again, it has been a few weeks since we have been together. Had to take a short break due to some personal reasons, but I'm ready to be back with you guys every week and for us to continue to make our spiritual wellness a priority. Despite whatever goals you may have and things that you're working for, which is all great, the foundation of the success in each and every area of your life is going to be how well your spirit is. So make sure that you are making your spiritual wellness a priority each and every single day. Be committed to growing spiritually. Be committed to maturing spiritually, to being well spiritually, because this is going to ensure that you have a strong foundation for each and every other goal that you are going to try to reach in your life. Remember that you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/RS Wellness to listen to the show live or to catch any of the replays of the broadcast that I do. Also, you want to check out the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog at radiantsunshine.org. You will find tons of helpful wellness tips like the one you heard today during our commercial break, as well as seeing my guest blogs that I do there as well. While you're at radiantsunshine.org, you want to click over to rsdevelopment.org and check out information about the new women's enrichment community that RS Counseling and Wellness Center is hosting. It is in full effect. We have our monthly empowerment calls going on. We also have the weekly groups that are being presented as well. Because everything is online, you're able to access the information at your own time. So whether the best time for you to access it is on your lunch break during the day or in the evening when you get off of work or maybe late at night when you're up trying to get some work done, you have access all of the material at the time that you need it. So you can get information about registration as well at rsdevelopment.org. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the RS Counseling and Wellness Center is hosting free workshops titled The Lunch Date each Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. For more information about that, you can go to rswellness.org. During the workshops, you receive information about the various types of abuse and how to recognize it when it occurs. And lastly, you can interact with me after the show on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. My handle on all four platforms is at Weary Console. To find out all things Sherry Weary, you can go to my website, sherryweary.com. That is SHERRYWHERRY. And lastly, my novel, Walking Through the Pain, is available in print and ebook format on my website at sherryweary.com, on amazon.com, and barnesandnoble.com. Everyone who has read it has enjoyed it and been blessed by it, so make sure you get your copy today. Until we meet again, and as always, I pray that you will be well, you will be whole, and you will be set free.